Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Young lady named Stephanie. Hi, Drew. My fiancé went into the hospital today for more testing on what is causing his seizures. He's really down about it, and I thought maybe a call from you guys would cheer him up. I would totally understand if you don't have time in the show today for that. Love listening to you guys. Stephanie. So I thought, first we call Stephanie because she gave us her number, and then we call the fiancé.
Now we're talking.
All right.
It's a lot of pressure, though. You have to make him feel better.
Well, I mean, I think just hearing from us is going to make him feel better, right?
No, you got to bring the ruckus.
What do you mean?
I'll bring your A game.
All right, whatever he likes. If he even likes those stupid raps I used to do, I'll do one of those for him just to make him feel better. I mean, stupid.
Yeah.
They were pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Josie liked him, though, Nathan's mom.
Oh, good.
She said that he used to make her smile when she would go drive from Nathan's appointments.
Wonderful. Jade made her smile, too.
Oh, shut up. Let's go. Bring up Jade.
I miss her.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Stephanie, please.
Hey, this is her fiance.
Oh, shoot, I dialed the wrong number. Can you hold on 1 second for me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see, my number is, and his number. Oh, yeah, I dialed his number.
He can hear.
Oh, he can hear me right
now? Yeah.
Oh, hang on, guy. It's totally him. He's going to have a seizure.
Oh, come on.
He's getting, I'm just saying, you know.
No.
All right. Damn it. I can't believe I did this. I screwed the whole thing up.
Your heart was in the right place.
My head was not.
Let your producers handle these
Hello.
Things.
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Hey, Drew. Yeah, it's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. So I hear your fiance's in the hospital, huh?
He is. He just went back in today. He went in the first time last month, and they didn't get what they needed, so he's back in again.
Well, and you think it would make his day if we were to call him and phone a friend?
I think it would. I think it would.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
It's time to phone a friend.
Hello, Stephanie's fiance.
Hello.
What's your name, young man?
I'm Josh.
Josh, thank you very much for letting us call you on the air today.
Oh, that's no problem. I love listening to y'all guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. How long you been in the hospital?
I've only been here for about 2 hours, so I'll be here for 5 days altogether.
Longest 2 hours of your life, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. And Stephanie tells us that you've been having some seizures and you finally decided to go to the hospital to get those taken care of.
Yep. I've actually had to have brain surgery before to get a tumor cut out, and that they figured that wasn't what was causing them.
Jeez Louise. I mean, you go through the agony of surgery, and then you find out that the tumor that they cut out of your head wasn't causing the seizures.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah, there's something else that's in my brain.
At least they found the tumor and got that out of there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a bright side thinker. And in those 2 hours that you've been in the hospital, how many times has Stephanie visited you?
We've periscoped for about 30 minutes.
All right. I guess that's good enough. Did she show you a little boob?
No.
Stephanie.
She showed me the dog.
Stephanie.
That's what you call it.
Not yet.
All right. But if he's there for a while longer, then you're willing to have some naughty I didn't even know you could private periscope. You can do that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It was how everybody could see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to do a little one-on-one FaceTime action. So, yeah, Seth, a question for these young people.
How often are you having the seizures?
I have them about every day, every other day.
Damn, man. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Way too young to be having, not that there's a right age to be having seizures, but for crying out loud, man, that's no fun for anybody. How's your hospital room looking? Are you well decorated?
There isn't anything on the walls, really, except a poster that says, have a safety seizure.
Oh, have a safety seizure?
Yeah, they don't want me to fall.
Oh, all right. Oh, man, alive. What can we do to lift your spirits a little bit? It's Eric, right?
You can bring me some Pizza Hut.
Fresh out of pizzas.
We can order the man some Pizza Hut.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can take care of that.
That's true. What a hospital are you in?
I got five on it.
Good. Tampa General.
I'll put it on my credit card.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem.
What do you like on your pie?
Pepperoni.
I'll tell you what, I'll spring for another topping, too. When you pick one other topping, it's yours. Not extra cheese. That's extra.
Choose wisely.
Crazy bread?
choose wisely.
No, I'll just take sausage. Pepperoni and sausage is fine.
Yeah, take that sausage.
You want a 2-liter?
Come on, what are you?
No, thanks.
Not made of money here.
You want a gift card? What do you want?
What are you trying to run up my credit card bill for?
Send that man a Pazookie.
The Pazookie's
going to drive. So
Pazookie's going to melt by the time it gets there. I suppose you want me to tip the driver too.
Oh, you have to.
I've got to do it.
Well, he's in the hospital. He doesn't have his wallet on him.
You got your wallet on you there, young man?
Yes, I do have my wallet. I got my parents with me. They can tip them.
There you go. Tell your mom to just give him a nice tip, if you know what I'm saying.
Let's order the man some Pizza Hut.
All right, I'm going to order him some Pizza Hut.
All right. I'll pay for it.
Oh, you don't have to. I got my credit card.
It was an empty gesture.
I know, but I will pay for it with my credit card.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to throw you on hold. We're going to find out what room you're in, and courtesy of Drew Garabo Live, we're going to send you a Pizza Hut medium. With
medium,
he's got his parents.
You
gotta
there. Get large.
Well, he's not only does he have his parents, but the nurses. They're getting hungry. They're at the end of their day.
He's there for 5 days, man.
I'm not getting him 5 days worth of pizza.
This is one big pizza.
Fine. A large pie.
Some chicken wings.
You don't like wings, do you?
He loves wings.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. Wing hater.
Let's see if they can put LOD on the pizza with the pepperoni and sausage.
Oh my God, that would be fantastic.
I will make the request to see if they will. Nikki, find out which Pizza Hut is nearest Tampa General and then call them and see if they'll go on the air with us so I can place the order on the air as well. This is great radio.
Kevin's taking his money out over here.
No, I don't know. I've got this. I'm funding the operation. I would just like to keep my costs minimal.
Man. No.
Oh, man.
Is Pizza Hut the one doing that where they have the bread around the pizza so you get the appetizer the meal?
With the garlic knots around it. Get him one of those.
Tell you what, if you're feeling adventurous, I'll spring for the garlic knot crust pizza too.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Or if you're more
I
of a
don't even know what room I'm in.
Well, you probably need to find that out. Go look in front of the door, or have your parents do it, and or just call for the nurse. They love that crap, and then say, "Excuse me, what room am I in?" All right, hold on 1 second for me, everybody, and we're going to see if we can make this pizza delivery happen. So hold on, young man. Hold on, young lady, and we're going to get the Pizza Hut on the phone. Okay?
I like that. We could do this every day, Drew.
Every week would be good.
I agree. No, you're making Pizza Hut every day money.
We can send a listener Pizza Hut every day.
I think it really makes it a little less special if we do it every day.
This is
what's
good.
Not to the person who's getting it.
This is what's good with Garabo.
Yeah.
Ordering people pizzas who are in the hospital for seizures.
Open up your wallet.
Do you want to see if he wants a salad? A seizure salad? Thank you, Stephanie, for laughing.
How could you laugh at that?
Because she's awesome and she likes jokes.
Oh my God, that was so great.
Thank you.
Hey, you have to laugh about it sometimes.
That's what
you
I'm know, talking about.
It is
about.
What it is.
It's the person who's not having a seizure.
All right, hold on, Stephanie. We're going to get this pizza. I'm so glad she laughed because the look that Seth was giving me.
Well, I mean, my dog has seizures, and I couldn't laugh about it.
Your dog named Julius? Sorry. Is that the Pizza Hut on line one? All right. Hello there, Pizza Hut. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name is Drew Garabo, and I do a radio program called Drew Garabo Live. I hope you've heard of it.
Yes.
You can lie to me, and that's fine. You're going to get yourself an extra tip. We have a listener of ours who's in the hospital right now, and we were wanting to order him a pie. Do you guys have those the pie with the garlic knot crust?
Yes.
Okay. One of those, please. Large.
Can we have the phone number for them?
For them?
Or we have to contact them, so.
Sure. I'll give that to you in a second. We just have to do that off
the air. Well, maybe he needs it first. I don't know.
Oh, you do need that first?
I put him on hold. Yeah. We'll give him the number, and then we'll continue.
That's
right,
the way they enter it in the system. You got to have that number.
All right, got you. He's on line two, Nikki, so give him the number on line two.
You can't tell him I'll give you the number when we're done with the order. He needs the number now.
I'm the customer. I make the damn rules. I'll give you the number when I want to give you the number.
They have a system that isn't broken.
Well, fine. Then give the number, then you get his number, and then, all right. He's the second. He's on line two. Oh, I don't know. Eric? Was it Eric? I think it was Eric.
Yeah,
it was Eric, right?
Do they have any cinnamon sticks for dessert?
You got to get the dessert.
He does not want dessert.
No.
He's the sweet and the savory.
Good on dessert. Thank you, Mike. You got the number now?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be going to Tampa General Hospital. We don't know what room number yet, but we're going to find out by the end of this call, I assure you.
Find out if they have any specials.
Are there any specials right now, Mike?
We have a large specialty and a large one topping for $19.99, or two medium pizzas any way you want it for $6.99 a piece.
Any way you
or
want.
Or the large garlic knot pizza one topping for $12.99.
Oh, he needs two toppings.
Yeah, we need two. We got the sausage, man. We got to put the sausage on.
Well, the sausage was optional. He didn't really want the sausage. He didn't really want the sausage.
I don't know.
We'll do the large one topping the garlic crust pizza, not pizza thing, for $12.99. It's a great special, Mike.
Okay. Yep. And then what topping on it?
Pepperoni, please. And this is a weird request, I realize, Mike, but and I'm sure you've never gotten this request before. Please don't laugh at me, but it would mean a lot if instead of putting the pepperonis circular and haphazard and what have you, if you could spell out L-O-D on the pizza with the pepperoni. Is that possible, Mike?
We can try.
All right.
Yeah. Just in it stands for Legion of Drew. That's me with what we call my fans. So, you know, L pepperoni, O pepperoni, D pepperoni.
No, yeah.
No periods, no periods, apostrophes, yeah. No nothing.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be so great of you, Mike. All right. Well, then.
Do you guys have anything for dessert?
We have cookies. We have brownies. Mm, we got
brownies. Okay, let's do an
no,
order.
No,
hold on. Garabo.
Hold on 1 second. Eric, you don't want dessert, do you? Josh, you don't want dessert.
Dessert.
Yeah, see, Justin's.
Some of the nurses might want dessert.
Nobody wants dessert.
He's got visitors coming by.
Yeah, his parents might want dessert.
No dessert, right, Josh?
That's right. No dessert.
All right, hold on, Josh. There'll be no dessert, Mike, but thank
you. Throw in a Mountain Dew.
No soda, no dessert. They've got all that stuff in the hospital where this young boy is clinging to life. So I just want to make it extra traumatic. So so hold on 1 second, and I will give you my credit card information so that we can get this pizza. Throw down. What's our total going to be on that one, sir?
$16.65.
Oh, that's not enough, Garabo. We got to put something else on that tab.
Throw $5 for the driver, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw you on hold for payment information, okay?
Did you get the room number?
Excuse you?
The room number?
Oh, yes. We'll get that, too. Hold on 1 second, okay. And we'll get you all that information. Mike, thank you for joining us on the air today.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Don't forget that LOD with the pepperoni.
Okay.
Thank you.
No dessert?
They don't need dessert.
No sausage?
They're getting pizza. He didn't even want... We strong-armed him into sausage.
Didn't you win 10 grand at the Hard Rock?
No, I won 10 grand at Derby Lane 3 years ago.
Oh. It's very fresh in my mind, though.
I can see that it is. I mean, you're very quick to spend other people's money.
Well, why not? You're doing well for yourself.
And that is What's Good with Garabo.
And now, What's Good with Garabo.
Sending you pizza from my credit card.
If anybody needs a pizza from me, I'll break off dessert, a 2-liter, whatever you guys need.
I would love to do this every week.
I would have bought sausage just for the record.
I would love to send someone a pizza every single week.
Okay.
I would absolutely love to. X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth.
We had another song to play, but we cannot keep Mike Shinoda waiting any longer.
I was just stressing out. I'm like, I can't play this other song. There's no way Shinoda sits through Rise Against. I'm sorry, Rise Against. You got to get the hell out of here. We got to get Mike Shinoda back on the line with us to talk about Linkin Park and stuff here with more with Mike Shinoda.
Hey, Mike, where does working with Jay-Z rank among your career highlights?
It's pretty high. It's pretty high. I'd say even higher than that was the Paul McCartney, the one with Jay and Paul McCartney at the Grammys, that was like stressful, but when it came out right, it was just really, I look at it, even to this day, I look at it and go, I can't even believe we did that without having a heart attack or something, you know, just so cool.
Did you have to call him Sir Paul McCartney?
We wanted to, but he puts out this whole sense of like this relaxed kind of thing. It's almost like he's like a Jedi mind trick. You know, he's like, you see him and he's like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And it's very like, very mellow. He was even like shaking hands and hanging out with the janitor at the venue. I mean, he is the mellow. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy was like freaking out that Paul McCartney was paying attention to him.
Sure.
And Paul was just like, yeah, that's cool. There's so many things that I feel like we've done. We've done a lot of stuff that's been really just surreal, and it's a testament to the personalities in the band that the guys all like. We keep each other in check. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And if you get a little too big-headed, a lot of people, like the rest of the band will give you a hard time about it.
Right.
It, if it shows up a little bit, we'll start to like pick on each other. So that's, I think that helps.
Mike, before we let you go, my man, I'm going to put you on the spot. Yesterday they had the rock and roll, or over the weekend they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. Beastie Boys are in, Chili Peppers are in. Are we looking at Linkin Park in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first ballot?
I would love that. That would be an honor, and that would be amazing. I was in the studio with Rick that last week.
Yeah,
it was me and Brad. I don't know if we were all there. I think it was me and Brad. And we were asking him about it. First of all, I was asking, is MCA okay?
Yeah, no, he wasn't there.
And he said, Rick said, yeah, he's probably not going to make it. But, he's, you know, he's doing okay, but he's not better. But, you know, he didn't really have anything to say. For me, like, those bands that just got inducted, I mean, that's part of my, like, musical identity. That's, like, what I grew up listening to, and that's one of the reasons why it's such an honor and a pleasure to work with a guy like Rick, because,
right. You
know, those are his records. I mean, it's incredible what they've all done, and I'm really happy for them.
Absolutely, man. Well, we appreciate your time very much, man. We're playing the single already, Burn It Down. Can't wait for The Living Things to drop, and we're all going to get our hands on that, man. Thank you so much for being such a great guy, and congrats on your years of success, Mike.
Thank you, man, and thanks to the fans out there. Living Things is coming out on the 26th. Last thing I want to mention to the fans is we're going on tour, Honda Civic Tour, with Incubus in August. And all that information you can find, we're on Facebook.com/Linkin Park, Twitter, we're at Linkin Park. I'm on Twitter at M_Shinoda.
Well, you can expect a tweet from me. I don't expect you to retweet me to your billions of followers or anything, but I will tweet you within 5 minutes of this interview in hopes that you don't forget me.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, man.
All right.
See ya. Oh, there's no way he's retweeting me.
No way. Go
by
ahead.
By the way, I checked all the dates for that. They don't have a date for Florida, so just so everybody knows.
They'll be here at some point. Whether it's this tour or another tour, they will be here.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to Carrie, who tweeted to say, will you ask him why their new tour doesn't include any Florida dates? I'm awkward enough without your help, ma'am. I don't need to jam him up like that.
I haven't seen our boss, Shark, in weeks, but I'm pretty sure he can give us the inside information on when Linkin Park is planning on coming here.
Are you certain that Shark is still our boss?
No, I really am not.
I thought so. Now, Rick that he referred to, by the way, is Rick Rubin, famed producer of Beastie Boys, of the Chili Peppers.
I like how he did that Run DMC. Did he do a little Run DMC?
Yeah, absolutely, he did. And I like that Mike just said he called him Rick, assuming that everyone knows that he's Rick Rubin. Great guy. I love Shinoda. I really do. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was very insightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.